Khloe Kardashian attacked by fans for liking Christian tribute to Charlie Kirk. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 13, 2025. Khloe Kardashian was attacked by her own fans for liking a Christian tribute to Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated Wednesday while trying to have a conversation with students at Utah Valley University. The reality star liked a video of Charlie Kirk proclaiming why he believes Christianity is true on an Instagram post from the account pray.com and commented with three praying hand emojis. Kardashian also shared to her Instagram stories six posts from chiropractor Dr. Raymond Nichols' account, in which he stated, "Something is deeply wrong and we all feel it, even if we don't say it out loud. We're watching people get murdered in public and no one even flinches. A woman is stabbed to death on a bus. A man is killed in front of a crowd. And people record it. Like it's just another trending video. Those videos go viral. And we just keep scrolling like it's normal. Like this is life now," Nichols continued. "This has nothing to do with politics. Nothing to do with left or right or red or blue. This is about humanity. And the fact that we're losing it," he added in another post. "We're watching life lose value right in front of our eyes and barely blinking. We've made evil look casual. We've made plain entertaining. And the scary part? Most people don't even feel it anymore," Nichols said. "You were never meant to witness someone's final breath. And then laugh at a TikTok," Nichols continued in his post shared by Kardashian. "You weren't built for that. Your soul wasn't designed to hold that kind or wait and then move on like it's nothing. This isn't just about tech. This is spiritual damage," the chiropractor added. "We're overstimulated, underconnected, and completely shut down inside. We're seeing everything and feeling nothing. And that should break your heart. We can't keep pretending this is okay," he continued. "We can't keep watching darkness and calling it just the world we live in. You can't fight evil if you're entertained by it. You can't protect life if you no longer feel its value. We've made reverence look outdated. We've made apathy look normal. We're losing the parts of us that make us human. And we're doing it one scroll at a time," Nichols said in his post shared by Kardashian. Nichols went on to say that his posts are mean to remind whoever's reading this. You still have a soul. You're allowed to feel again. You're allowed to break down and say, this isn't right. You're allowed to turn away from the chaos and choose peace. But you have to fight for it now. Because this world wants to numb you until there's nothing left to protect," he added. "I don't have all the answers. I'm not pretending to," Nichols said in his sixth post shared by Kardashian, adding, "But I know this, we were never meant to live this way. Numb. Scared. Angry. Empty. We were made to feel, to protect, to love, to care. And it's not too late to return to that," he said. "You don't have to fix everything. But please. Don't let this world steal your humanity. Don't lose your soul trying to survive a system that's already dead inside." Fans reacted by attacking Kardashian, with one taking to Reddit to write, "This has everything to do with politics," according to multiple reports. "This is the worst thing she's ever done in my eyes, father yuck," another commented. Another user claimed that Kardashian likely wouldn't address the controversy over her like and comment on the pray.com Instagram post, but if she did, it would be some flimsy politics aside. He was a husband and a father explanation. She sits up in her tower built up on the privilege of not needing to care about politics, another said. "I will not waste an ounce of empathy on a man who didn't bat an eye when innocent children were shot in their classrooms," another wrote, downplaying the public assassination by deflecting to another topic. "It's always the ones you'd suspect the most," another lamented of Kardashian. Others on Reddit smeared Kirk as a white supremacist, continuing to disseminate the violent rhetoric that radicalizes deranged assassins. "Tell us you're crying for a white supremacist without telling us," another remarked. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was fatally shot on Wednesday, while trying to have an open and respectful dialogue with college students. His organization released a statement on Thursday, declaring Kirk America's greatest martyr to the freedom of speech he so adored. "More than anyone, Charlie believed in the power of argument and good faith debate to find the truth and guide people towards, if not agreement, then at least mutual understanding," Turning Point USA said. On Thursday evening, 22-year-old assassination suspect Tyler Robinson was arrested after his father had turned him in. One of the inscriptions on Robinson's ammunition casing is a clear reference to the song Bella Ciao, which is idolized in Antifa circles. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.